Ash Wednesday is often thought of as a particularly heavy day. It's the day each year that we are especially reminded of our mortality. The cross made in oil at baptism, acknowledging that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit in the sacrament of baptism and marked as Christ's own forever, is retraced today with ashes. And we are reminded that we are made of dust, and to dust we shall return. That certain reminder of the finite nature of our human body can be hard to take in, especially if we have avoided thinking about that reality until today. But Ash Wednesday does not have to be an entirely burdensome drudgery. This day is not really about mourning our humanity and the fact that we all will indeed die and return to dust. As the cross is made on our foreheads, we are not only reminded of what we are, but we should also be reminded of who we are, and moreover, whose we are. Yes, we are dust, but we are God's dust. We are dust that has had life breathed into it and love breathed onto it. We are dust, and to dust we shall return. But we are dust from God, and to God we shall return. And that is not bad news, but it is in fact good news. In the proper preface in the Eucharist at the service for the commemoration of the dead, we pray, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who rose victorious from the dead and comforts us with the blessed hope of everlasting life. For to your faithful people, O Lord, life is changed, not ended. And when our mortal body lies in death, there is prepared for us a dwelling place eternal in the heavens. When our bodies are dust, we are returned from the one from whence we came, the one who created us in his own image. In the meantime, we are here, living and breathing embodiments of the image and likeness of God, living and breathing examples of Christ in the world. Ash Wednesday begins the season in which we look again at what it means to be Christ's body in the world. As we retrace the cross on our foreheads today, we should be reminded of our baptismal covenant and those bold promises we make each time a new member is brought into the fold through baptism and into our branch of the family through confirmation. We enter the season of Lent through these ashes, through the door of Ash Wednesday, with a reminder of the vows that we have made and our need to return again and again. So often we think of Lent, and particularly Ash Wednesday, as a time to think of all the ways we've fallen short, to make a litany of our sins with which to beat ourselves and feel really bad about not living up to or living into the promises we have made and the example we have been given in Christ. Perhaps this year, we can look at this Lenten season not as a harsh or punishing exercise, but as an opportunity to start fresh, to start anew. Rather than experiencing Lent as some sort of punishment or trial to be endured, we see it as an opportunity to begin again. The word repent means literally to turn around, not to wallow in sorrow and remorse, but simply to turn around, to do an about face in our lives. Perhaps if we shift our mirror just a bit, we can see that Lent is not by necessity a season of condemnation and self-flagellation, but a time to be renewed, to start to walk on the road or get back on the road that leads to a renewed life in Christ. Perhaps instead of giving up something or even taking on something, this would be a good year to start each day rethinking the promises we make and our baptismal covenant, and to ponder and pray about how it might affect our lives if we started each and every day with our baptismal vows fresh in our minds and in our hearts. Let us remember that we are not only dust, and to dust we shall return, but that the cross of ashes made on our foreheads retraces the cross of oil made in our baptism, sealing us in the Holy Spirit and marking us as Christ's own forever. Remember, you are dust. Remember who you are and the promises you have made. And remember whose dust you are. As a part of the beginning of our Lenten, Holy Lent, let us be reminded of those promises. And if we are bold enough, turn to page 304 in the Book of Common Prayer and once again renew our vows that we have made in baptism. Beginning at the bottom of page 304, will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? May this Lenten season be a time of remembering, returning, and renewing. Amen.